It's Thursday, August 21st, and with your 2 p.m. news bulletin, I am Leonard Witbien. The inaugural NetBank Namibia Future of Business Conference, currently underway at Windhoek Stroombos, is equipping SMEs and startups with tools to adapt and grow, covering key areas such as leadership, communication, HR, and IT. Partners in the event include Future Media, Auric, Stroombos, Salt Essential IT, Fly Namibia, and APS, with Arinza Okafor, founder of the Namibia Investments and Finance Academy, amongst those attending.
I'm excited about today's summit, and I'm really hopeful to pick up, you know, thoughtful engagements and also some takeaways in terms of what's the business community, you know, going to be doing about, you know, SMEs, about contributing to some of our national development goals, and also how we can collaborate as private sector as well to enhance financial inclusion and empowerment.
The Oshikoto Regional Council has warned of an increase in fraudulent activities where scammers pretend to be employees, requesting quotations and payments. Spokesperson Petrus Neale urged stakeholders to exercise caution to protect themselves.
Bidders out there, service providers or the general public, to be cautioned, or rather to be aware of these fraudsters that are purporting to be employees of Oshikoto Regional Council, and really to take note that the Oshikoto Regional Council does not go into negotiation with bidders regarding the awards of procurement contracts.
In South Africa, Solidarity has rejected Deputy President Paul Mashatile's defense of black economic empowerment, saying it ignores the reality of what BEE entails. Responding to Parliament, Mashatile insisted the legislation is not discriminatory, but Solidarity's Tiaan Stebeisen accused him of being dishonest about the true objectives of transformational laws.
And we call on other parties in the government of national unity to remind him that the ANC is no longer governing alone, and when he makes a statement on behalf of government, he's doing so on behalf of all other parties in the GNU as well. The reality is that BEE costs South Africa 3% of economic growth annually, and this cannot be empowerment in any way, shape or form.
The United States has halted most visa processing in Zimbabwe effective the 7th of August, citing concerns with the government. Reuters says the U.S. Embassy in Harare clarified that the move is not a travel ban and that existing visas remain valid, though routine services are paused, except for most diplomatic and official visas. The decision follows reports that Zimbabwe had a 10.57% visa overstay in 2023. Spanish firefighters continue to tackle several major blazes in what is now one of the country's most destructive fire seasons in recent decades. R. Ross Cullen reports that 37 people have been arrested for arson in connection with the fires.
This year, more than 343,000 hectares have burned across Spain, close to double the amount from 2024. Several fires are suspected to have been started deliberately, and following the arrests, Spanish police said they were investigating scores more people in connection with arson. The emergency services said lower temperatures and some rain has helped control the spread of the fires, in which so far four people have died. In neighbouring Portugal, more than 3,500 firefighters have been tackling deadly blazes this week. Ross Cullen, Paris.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.